41-35. Pretty good three-point shooting for Chillicothe. 4 out of 5 for Jones. 1 out of 2 for Keithley. 3 out of 8 for Hibner. Maryville held to 9 points for the second straight quarter, and Sundell, after scoring 14 in the first quarter, was held scoreless in the third. She has the ball to start the fourth. Lady Hornets 41, Lady Spoofhounds 35. They're working over left wing to Baldwin. Reach in there and a tie-up. Good hustling defense there by Harley Jones as they got the ball to Jessica Scheel, and Jones reached in. It was a tie-up, jump ball, Chillicothe's possession arrow. So good defense there to prevent Maryville from scoring in their opening possession. Pass over to Jones, tipped out of bounds in front of the Chillicothe bench by Jessica Scheel. 7:33 left to play in the ball game, 41-35. Keithley gets it inside to Kiefer. Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, Kennedy was camped out on the low post left. Hunter dribbled up to the free throw line, fed her the ball, and that play worked picture perfect. Assist for Hunter Keithley. Bucket for Kennedy Kiefer, and it's an 8-point lead for the first time tonight. Chillicothe 43, Maryville 35. Free throw line, Scheel, nothing for her. Circle right, Amberly Offert. Up top to Sundell, working against Keithley. Nice crossover, floats it up. Doesn't get it to fall. Offert comes up with a rebound. And shot is missed. Trying to save it from going out of bounds. Scheel can't get it. Ends up losing it out of bounds. Chillicothe's basketball. Hunter Keithley will inbound it under pressure. They get it into Keeper. Back to Hunter Keithley. Pressure backs off. Hunter's crossed the timeline. Switches to her left. Loses it. Picks it up on the baseline. And timeout Chillicothe to avoid the ball going out of bounds and losing possession. Timeout Chillicothe. We're back in 30 seconds. Chillicothe 43, Maryville 35 on KCHI. Maryville sends a couple of fresh players back into the ball game. Cassavaugh is one of them. Chillicothe inbounds it. Up top. Hibner controls it. Over to Harley Jones. Circle right. Jones gets it to Hunter Keithley. Top of the key. Circle left, Hibner running one-hander from the paint. Bounces off the rim twice, and Offert comes up with it. Maryville down court. Chillicothe 43, Maryville 35. 6:09 left to play in the ballgame. Chillicothe's lead is 8. Chillicothe's lead has been cut down by 3 points. A tray for Cassavall. It's a 5-point ball game now. Jones right wing. 5:45 left in the ball game. 43-38 Chillicothe. Looking to get to their fourth straight championship here in this term. They won the last three. Left wing jumper from three doesn't fall for Hibner. She is 3 of 9 unofficially. Down court. Offert goes up against Kiefer. And a hacking foul on Kennedy Kiefer. And I said Offert. It was Sundell, and Sundell reaches down, offers a hand up for Kennedy Kiefer. It's good sportsmanship there. Fourth team foul, Maryville yet to be whistled in this half, and that's the fourth one on Kiefer. Could be a developing story there. At the free throw line, Sundell continues to be perfect from there. Sundell's first point since the second quarter. She has 19, and it's a 4-point lead. They've cut Chillicothe's lead in half now, 43-39, Lady Hornets. Can she continue her perfection streak? At the line, eyes it up. Yes, she can. 20 of the team's 40 points have come from freshman Serena Sundell. Chillicothe could use a bucket here, leading by just 3. Harley Jones, top of the circle. Cassavall slides with her. Works it left wing. Stops, high post, drains it. Oh, Harley's feeling the juice. Harley, a great night with 16 points, and Chillicothe leads it by 5. 45-40, Chillicothe with 5 minutes left to play. 4 team fouls on Chillicothe, yet to be whistled. So, Maryville, yet to be whistled this second half. It played a pretty good second half game. In the game, Maddie Holtman, haven't mentioned that. Holtman, the 5-foot whirlwind. Dish inside and doesn't get it to fall. Jones with a rebound after Casavall missed it. And Jones, right wing, 45-40. Chillicothe by 5, 4:31 left to play. Keithley, left wing, working against the five-footer. Give to Cox at the high post. Cox pops a short jumper, doesn't get it to fall. But Kiefer picks up the rebound and shows them how it's done. Kiefer with 9, and Chillicothe back on top by 7 now, leading by 8 earlier this quarter. Now it's a 7-point ball game midway through the fourth quarter, 47-40 Chillicothe. Right side, Casavall dishes inside to Sundell. Back out to Casavall, 3-pointer, not there. Keithley with a rebound. And Kennedy Kiefer misses the first one, sticks with it, gets the second one to fall. And it's 49-40, Chillicothe by 9 for the first time. We are back in 30 seconds on KCHI. So following the foul, 2:51 left, 49-40. Chillicothe by 9 as Kiefer has fouled out moments ago. Hibner top of the key. Chillicothe milking the clock now. Good passes. That's a reach in on Graham. Graham takes a tumble because her legs were kind of tangled up amongst themselves. Pushing off on Sundell, her second, third team foul. Another timeout. 2:38 left to play in the ball game. Chillicothe 49, Maryville 40. Lady Hornets trying to get back to the championship game for the fourth straight year. They won it the last 3 years with the graduated group of seniors from last year. And we're back in 30 seconds on KCHI. So we've had a little excitement here in the last minute or so of playing time. 49-45. Chillicothe leads by 4 with 1:05 left to play. Each team has 6 fouls. Chillicothe took the timeout to avoid a 5-second call. Chillicothe will inbound it baseline left, halfway down the left side baseline. Jones, slap of the basketball, waits for the players to move. Gets it into Hunter Keithley. And Keithley is tied up. That brings enthusiasm from the green team and not so much for the red and black team, but possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way. So 3 left to play. 49-45, Chillicothe by 4. And we'll inbound it again. As they inbounded it, and it was tipped out of bounds by Sundell. Sundell is right in front of Harley Jones. Sundell, 5'11". Illegal screen now on Maddie Graham. Chillicothe had a 9-point lead a couple of minutes ago, and now it's just a 4-point lead. Could make it closer if Maryville can convert here. Lady Hornets got a game on their hands here. Sundell, guarded by Keithley, gets it to Holtman, and a blocking foul on Liberty Cox, and that'll put her 1-1 for Miss Automatic, Serena Sundell. I think it's on, it's Sundell. Liberty Cox with her second, 8th team foul. 46 seconds left. It's a 4-point game. It is a 3-point game. Sundell can't miss from the free throw line tonight. Blindfolder, tie one arm behind her back. I bet she'd still make it. 49-46. What happened to that 9-point lead? Sundell's second shot is money as well. 22 points. Keithley across the timeline. Gets a screen from much-needed screen from Jones. Holtman reaches in. Jones twists, turns, and Holtman goes flying across the floor. Second foul on Maddie Holtman. 35 seconds left. Chillicothe by 2 at the line. Harley Jones. First trip for Jones to the line tonight. She's played a good game. Misses that free throw. Offered the rebound and then lost it out of bounds. Maryville fans thought she might have been fouled. She just lost it out of bounds. And now 34 and a half seconds left. The chess match continues. Chillicothe calls a timeout, and we will keep it right here. 49-47. It was a 9-point lead, then a 3-ball for Maryville, then a deuce, then 2 free throws has made it a 2-point game. Yeah, that math adds up. Hey, how about that? Once again, our upcoming schedule, tomorrow night, Chillicothe and Lawson boys semifinal at 8:30. You can hear it on KCHI. No basketball Friday night. Saturday we'll have 2 games. Third place games, girls third place at 10:30, boys at noon, girls championship at 1:30, boys championship at 3. That's on Saturday. Monday, Chillicothe girls at a very good Smithville team. Tuesday, boys host a struggling Smithville team. Girls take on Benton on Thursday. Boys take on Benton on Friday. I'm not sure who is home and who is away. I think Benton may be away, but don't quote me on that, next Thursday. Graham gets it into Hunter Keithley on the sideline, up top to Hibner, left wing to Jones, 28, 27 seconds left. They're playing cat and mouse. And Chillicothe loses it, backcourt and out of bounds. Turning the thought, wait a minute. The trailing official said off the fingertips of Maryville. The gentleman closest to our recognized is a former football coach at Savannah and Gallatin, and I'm not sure where else, I can't remember his name. And now we have a whistle and a foul before the ball is even inbounded on Sundell. No, check it. I am wrong. Sundell will go to the line. That's a pushing off foul on Hunter Keithley, her fourth. 20 seconds left. Maryville could erase the 9-point deficit here. Sundell is perfect. 8 of 8 at the free throw line. Has missed only a couple shots all night from anywhere. She could shoot from the parking lot and probably make it. It's a 1-point game. It's an 8-0 run for Maryville. This could tie it up with 20 seconds left. Chillicothe was going into milk the clock mode, and that one falls in as well. Sundell, 10 of 10, 24 of the team's 49 points, 20 seconds left, 20.2 seconds left, and the game is tied. Chillicothe's basketball. Graham will inbound it back court. Kiefer is fouled out earlier this quarter. Graham gets it to Hunter Keithley. Nice feed down court. Keithley goes to the hole. Count the bucket! You can count that bucket and send her to the line for a free throw. Hunter Keithley steps up big with 11 seconds left. Foul is the third one on Offert. And the free throw is good with 11.3 seconds left. Timeout, 11.3 seconds left. It's a 52-49 Chillicothe lead. First free throw for Hunter Keithley was massive. Another timeout, so 3 balls for Maryville. Baldwin had the hot hand earlier. Hit a 3 earlier. Casaval has hit a 3 in this quarter. Sundell has missed a 3. One thing you don't want to do is send Sundell to the free throw line. She can't miss. 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Sundell had 14 points in the first quarter, 18 at half. Scoreless in the third quarter. She has 24 now. 24 of the team's 49. Remember, for a major part of this game, Maryville has played with 3 freshmen. Sundell the starter, then Casaval, and off the bench, has played quite a bit. Stecklin has played some. Both of those have scored as well. Let's see. More than half the points for Maryville have come from the freshman. Chillicothe will apply some pressure. Chillicothe, 52-49, 11 seconds left. Sundell across the timeline with 8. Up top with 6. Goes left wing. Baldwin drives inside, shoots a deuce. Doesn't matter. Chillicothe's lead is 3. Chillicothe hangs on for the win. What a wild one. Baldwin was open for a moment for a possible game-tying 3. decided to drive in, missed the shot. Offert rebounded, missed that one. Wouldn't have mattered. It's a three-point victory, and those shots, maybe they were hoping for a foul call, but nevertheless, Chillicothe hangs on and wins in a wild one. 52-49, the Lady Hornets return to the championship game with a valiant effort by both teams, a hard-fought game on both sides of the floor by both teams. We'll take a break and be back with the post-game show, some stats, and we'll talk with the coach eventually. Coming up, this is Chillicothe High School Basketball on KCHI.